2 or 3 years.
All right, here we go.
You played for like a week, and then you hated the teacher.
No, I played for several years.
Okay.
And you hated the teacher.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Rockford's fine.
Okay. All right, walk in.
Mike.
My dad?
Yes.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Father? Welcome to our first Father? Ever session of Dragon Hearts!
Yay! Yay!
So exciting. I'm very excited. You are being transported to a magical world unlike anyone you've ever been to before, because I made it up in my head. This is a land, that you, well, a little bit of background, some of which you already know. This is a land that is inhabited by, three and a pseudo-fourth, people group. You have the orcs that live up in the north, in the land of Kurzia, a land of ice and snow. You have the humans who primarily live in the land of Ilia, which is a sort of coastal Mediterranean, country. And then you have the land of Tanakh in the south, primarily inhabited by elves, primarily arid and deserty. Yes. There's also a land inhabited by tieflings. Tieflings who do not have draconic, they don't have demonic origin, they have draconic. They are considered to be, by most people in authority, particularly those in Ilia, a curse and a blight upon the land. A curse left by the great dragon lords, the gods of this world, sort of as revenge for humans taking the power of Dragonheart technology in their own hands. And you are all but lowly and humble citizens of this chaotic and brutal and fascinating world. A world in which any man can become a myth, and all myths become monsters.
Dang!
Wow.
So, we've got a little, I do have the map that I can show you.
Yes.
It's very tiny, we might have to pass it around. Yeah. I'm gonna turn off the
map.
So you're like...
Yes. I've already seen it, so I will pass it along.
Yeah, so that is the land of...
So we got the ocean.
Yeah.
We got mountains.
Yes, the
we
land of Alon.
We got mountains, people!
We got mountains! Which comprises of these three different countries.
It's not flat. It's quite mountainous.
Yes.
Wow.
That's just the
nice.
Australian coast.
There it is.
Murder hobo, so true.
Murder
There's
hobo.
A murder hobo somewhere on the map?
No, on her computer.
Where does it say murder hobo on my computer?
The sticker?
Oh.
The elbow?
Oh, yeah, the elbow down at the corner.
Yeah.
That's so fair.
No.
Okay.
I don't think we really have any murder hobos in our group.
Maya.
Let's see.
Nathan's not here.
He
has more motivation than that.
I it was a joke anyway. I don't even remember anything about his character at the moment.
Alright,
oh my god, I have to remember who I know.
I have to remember so much and I don't.
You know me.
Yeah.
I know
yes.
who I know.
Okay.
I know who
I know.
I
know you.
And I know who I know. I know
you.
I'm a knower.
I know you know who I know.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay, but the Rousey dialogue, though.
We can talk about that later. We're being recorded right now.
Okay.
You... Who should we start with?
Oh, that's scary.
Well,
like at school.
Yes.
Where are we?
You should start with one of the people and then have us come in as
we run. No, I'll figure it out. Hold on. Okay. Let's start with Tolianne.
I knew it would be me. I'm prepared for that.
No, that's fine. Tolianne, you find yourself, you are in a... You're probably on horseback. You are... You are current. You find yourself in the countryside of Ilia, far from home. But you have been brought here by a letter from a fellow performing friend of yours, who is a member of a traveling troupe, and has requested your assistance with a matter at hand. She needs your professional advice.
sorry.
Zoe.
I'm sorry. I was pinning something in our chat. I'm so sorry.
You should be able to mute the audio from Discord specifically.
Which will probably be a good idea when people start resharing their pictures.
Or posting memes.
Oh, you have it as an app, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Still be an
option. We definitely never do that.
No, not at all.
Tommy. We're serious all the time.
All just like notifications.
They're very heavy.
Turned off.
Okay.
You are on your way to a small coastal town of Ilia called Petromelia. Because there is a traveling troupe that your friend is a part of. Does not travel by land, it travels by sea. And it's called the Maribel Fantastique. They're coming into town, and you were able to relay to her that you would meet her in this particular town. And are on your way there. You are kind of cresting over a hill coming off into town. What do you see when you come into town?
What time of day is it?
I'm going to say that it is probably... Probably late afternoon. The exhibition doesn't open until after dark, but it's certainly getting later.
I'm gonna say that as Tully rides into town, she sees the seagulls in the sky screeching at each other, diving on passerbys, seeking food. The fishmongers are hawking their wares. They've brought in the fish for the day, and they're trying to sell their fresh fish to everyone as I ride through the town.
Nice. Yeah, so for a town as small as this, it seems to be very alive, even this late into the afternoon. Lots of people bustling around. There seems to be almost a bit of like a festival atmosphere. As you can see off in the distance on the coast, there is this massive, massive ship that is kind of parked a bit off the shore, and there seems to be almost like a long gangplank so that you can walk directly onto the ship from the shore. It's very tall. It almost has... It looks very regal, almost like it has like long, tall spires that come off of it. It almost looks a bit like a tiara or a crown, kind of perched out there on the ocean. So you're coming into town. You will be heading to the. Is there anything that you'd like to do in town before you head to go meet up with your friend?
What was the tone of the letter? Like, I know she's asking for professional advice, but did it seem desperate, or was it just kind of like a, hey, if you're around?
It seemed to be generally casual. There wasn't necessarily, like, a sense of desperation, but it was more of like a, hey, I haven't seen you in a really long time. It'd be really good to catch up. Oh, by the way, whenever I do get to see you, I should tell you about some stuff that's been going on at the Maribel Fantastique. Having some sort of like interpersonal problems. I was wondering if you had any advice.
Since it doesn't seem very urgent, Tali's probably going to take her time, take in the sights. She travels pretty frequently, but it's always nice to see somewhere new.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's going to kind of take her time, maybe get to know some of the locals, just kind of take it as like a mini vacation almost.
Yeah.
Since she's kind of here as a friend, not on work.
Wonderful. As you are wandering around the city, kind of taking in all of the sights, sort of very festive atmosphere, you do see a cart off in the distance that it has been carted. I was about to say, a cart that's been carted in. a cart that has also recently arrived in town. August, would you like to describe your character to everybody?
Oh, I'm just so happy to. So August is kind of like gentle giant vibes. Like, he's like 6'5", 6'6", and obviously like, that's really strong. But he doesn't look intimidating, really. He looks more of a friendly look. He has probably like down to like the bottom of his neck, shoulder length ish, like dark auburn hair, mm-hmm. kind of a beard going on, his old cowboy. Is there a problem, Zoe?
No. I'm just laughing at the picture you sent before.
True.
I'm just thinking about JoJo now.
Because
that's his height.
Full cowboy hat. He's got his boots on. He's got, you know, six shooter holstered at his
big
side.
Big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
just whole horse.
He's got. I imagine, yeah, he's probably at his cart now, like, ready to trade with what gotcha. He has.
What do you have?
What kind of stuff do you have in your cart?
Most of it is Dragonheart tech, but it's gonna be like everyday items. An alarm clock.
yeah.
A thing that you use for cooking, like a fancy spatula or something. Like little things that you have around the home, like little lights and stuff like that. Just general basic stuff.
Very good. We're talking fancy spatula. What does it do?
It cooks when you have the thing on the spatula. It's like a stove and a spatula combined.
That's really wonderful. Thank you. A lot.
You could like crack an egg on the spatula, and it'll like sizzle and cook, and then you just go whoo and flip it on the spatula again.
It's like the,
yes, I actually love that when you didn't put that in real life.
It's like a Minecraft weapon.
Wait, what were you describing?
The frying pan that cooks
the
animal
facial
that
spatula.
You can
the facial spatula that works also
it
stove.
Sounds like a frying pan.
The spatula gets hot and cooks
but
the stuff
you don't
on
need
it.
The stove
you flip it and then it lands back on the spatula.
That's like that burger
self-heating frying pan
that they have.
Yes.
But it's small. You could cook one.
Small.
It's the size of one egg.
Yes, exactly.
You could probably do that. Yeah.
Great for camping. All right.
Possibly hidden back in the cart, a little bit more obscure from sight. There also happens to be something else in the back of August's cart. Lictus, what are you doing to not be seen by everyone else?
I'm just chilling. You know, sitting in the back.
Mm-hmm.
How does your cart, do you like
I have
unload?
A picture.
How does that work?
I have a picture of cart. Hold on.
I like picture.
Let me.
Picture peas.
You can put it in the Discord and it will not come over the speaker.
Hooray!
I turned off my notifications.
I'm going into D&D imagery. Paste. Oh, cool. I love the way it pays. Oh, there we go.
I turned it off.
Yeah, they should.
Ooh. I didn't get a notification either, so I don't know where that came from.
That's so neat.
We will just
wait. I'm gonna. Everyone, turn off your Bluetooth.
I just did, just in case.
I guarantee it's not mine.
But... I don't know.
Glowworm. Okay, this is less enclosed than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
I imagine you're wearing like a heavy cloak or something that obscures your face.
And you're so small that you're like in a corner. No one's gonna.
I mean,
there's
know.
Lots of stuff.
There's lots of stuff in my car. There's like, there's probably plenty of stuff you can hide behind.
Put my ones go.
And I imagine I'd also like make a space for you as well.
Yes, I am. I'm just hanging out in the cart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just chilling.
How do you feel about being so far from home?
Not good. Not great.
Yeah.
What
is Lucas feeling as soon as they're pulling into this town?
Overwhelmed, terrified.
Respectfully.
Not great.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of looking around, I would assume August has explained what is happening.
Yeah.
And why
absolutely.
We're here.
August, I'll say that you're in town not only just in order to kind of, like, sell your wares, but you have also felt a sort of strange leading to this particular place as well. So you're operating under a couple different motives to come into this particular town.
Gotcha.
Okay. Well.
So... Yes. Very fun.
I
all right.
Stay where I am.
Yes. August, as you enter the city, you're walking around a little surprised at all of the sort of like festive atmosphere.
Oh, wait. August is going out walking?
No, he's in the, as you guys are going through town.
In the park, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
He's not leaving you.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm the only person you know.
Yeah. August, as you're driving your cart through town, you're a little surprised by the festive atmosphere. This is not necessarily what you were anticipating, but the closer you get into the heart of the town, the closer you get to the coast, you feel that sort of, like, internal tug, almost like an ember, just kind of flaring with light for a moment. As your gaze also spots the ginormous ship off in the distance. And you feel like a certain tug off into that direction as well. Like whatever is leading you to this town is really leading you to there. Now how are you going to convince your little friend in order to go to this exhibition? You don't know.
Sure don't. I'll probably stop under the guise of like, oh, I'm going to start selling stuff. As in my head, I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? I'm trying to figure out how to convince Lickness.
You're also more than welcome to walk around and get more information on the...
True.
Yeah.
I'll probably ask people, too, as they come up to buy stuff. Like, so,
big
what's
shit.
That?
So fair. I'm going to say the first person who walks up to your cart to buy stuff is very fascinated by the spatula. She looks like a stay-at-home mom kind of type. And she's like... This is really fascinating. I hadn't seen one of these before. That's like it's supposed to be like portable and stuff. Like you're supposed to be able to like make food on the go.
As you sell stuff, I'm gonna like hand it to her out
from the back. Like, like a little hand. A
little red hand.
Yes. Yes.
Excuse me. Yes, ma'am. You crack like an egg on it, and it'll cook it. Right.
That's so good. That's so much better than I thought it would be.
It'll cook it right there on the spatula.
On
so
the spatula?
Yes, ma'am.
How did... I'm so fascinated. Dragon War technology is far, far beyond me. I'm so fascinated.
Like Amy.
She's like Britney's kids. She goes, how much is it?
How does money work in this?
Money
like,
works similarly. We're using the same sort of like a gold is $100,
gold
silver is $10, and a silver is $1.
Yay!
Because I refuse to use anything else.
That's correct.
So real.
Yes.
Well, ma'am, for a pea size of this, it only cost you $1 silver.
She was only $1 silver. That's not bad.
As seen on television.
True. Well, wait, there's more.
Yes. She goes, you know what, how long are you gonna be in town? She's like, we're taking the children down to the show this evening. And we're trying to pay for entrance. I didn't know if it would be feasible to be here for a few days, but I could come back and get it later.
Yes, ma'am, I should be in town for at least a few days. I'm here for the festival.
Oh,
what about
wonderful.
That a nice looking boat out there is for?
Yes. She goes, we had two posters for it arrive only about a week ago. It's probably a bit too superstitious for us, but it's like a hall of oddities. They've got a whole bunch of fun artifacts that have been collected from around. Far more ancient than anything that I care about, but the kids get a kick out of it, and so we thought it would be a fun family evening. There's supposed to be sort of like a sort of show involved as well, but if you get time, if you're going to be here for a few days, you should definitely make it down there. It should be fun. I mean, nothing that exciting happens to Petronilia very often, so you gotta kind of take advantage of it when it does.
Well, yes, ma'am, that does seem mighty interesting. I appreciate you sharing your information with me.
Yes, but I'm very interested in the spatula. I will be back for that in a few days.
Well, yes, ma'am, you take care now.
She goes, wonderful, wonderful, and she walks out.
Okay. You sound like my sister.
It's
the only accent I can do.
Southern accent?
Her husband does. They live in North Carolina. Her husband does, and all of his kids have.
I just
have
to take how I talk normally and, like, amplify it.
Yeah.
That is so fair. I feel that a lot.
Maybe that's just how humans talk in this world.
Everyone's good. I'll see their next scene.
Yes. All right.
I'm going to have to try so hard not to put a southern accent on now since you're doing one.
Sorry.
Maybe that's what I was thinking already.
Yeah. I was trying to also make the lady talking to you not have a southern
now
accent.
Now you're all southern.
Yeah. I was already kind of continent.
Were you all really thinking about doing a southern accent?
Yeah.
What? No.
No. I wasn't until she started talking.
The problem is,
it's just going to be accidental.
I haven't solved
my thing would be entirely accidental due to mimicry.
My problem is that after today, I'm going to go home, and it's going to be bad all day.
Yep,
It already is. I'm going to slip into it, and it's going to be... Tomorrow, I'll be fine. But
when I'm tired, I do the same thing.
Yeah, that's so fair.
Yep. I've talked with Zoe about this before, where it's like, being around someone speaking in a southern accent draws out my southern accent.
I do it with British people, too. If someone at work starts talking British accent, I will be like, I'll start wanting to talk to them in a British accent, and I have to control myself and see like I'm mocking.
At my last Publix, we had these two women who were so southern, and my accent got so bad during that time.
That's what happened with me and Amy when I hung out with her all the time.
So, as the lady walks off from your cart, she kind of bumps shoulders with somebody as she's walking away. someone cloaked and obviously trying to obscure themselves. Let's see. Annie, what are you up to?
How tall is this woman that she was able to...
Theoretically,
she bumped her shoulder against something.
Yeah,
don't know what it was.
What was your character's name again?
Aileni.
She tried to fit as many vowels as she could.
Very French of her.
She should be French.
She is not French.
Bonjour.
Yeah, so I get. Yeah, she's.
You're missing me.
Okay, so yeah, she just. That lady bumped into her. I'm so sorry. And she's gonna.
Okay, British,
right? Fuck up.
Yeah, I was wondering what I was hearing.
I'm trying.
You can do it.
You threw me out of it. Thanks, bitch.
I clocked you, sorry.
I was trying to summon more Ashley Johnson. That was Yasha, but whatever. Anyways. I guess I will kind of look at August's cart. She doesn't know anything of what she's seeing, and she's trying to keep her like her head down and her cloak. She's 8 feet tall, so this she's not. She's trying to hide her face as much as she can because she knows she can't really hide herself from anything. Mm-hmm. She's the freaking size of a lamppost.
Yeah.
so she's just gonna like kind of like meekly approach and just like kind of like. Act like she's like shopping, but she's just trying to like keep her back turned.
Is she average height for her race? She's orcish, right?
Yes. I think I'm trying to remember. I think she is about like average for orcs. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
orcs are just tall.
Hi there, ma'am. Is there anything I can help you with? Anything you're trying to look for?
No, I don't. I don't think so, but thank you. You have a lot of stuff.
Well, yes, ma'am, I sell them. I gotta make a living.
How do you get into that?
Oh, it was my father. He's the one who set up the whole guild and everything, and I just happened to be there.
He did things?
What?
People normally do.
Your dad did things? What about your mom?
She does stuff, too. People normally do.
Did she help at all with the business?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good for her. She's just kind of gonna keep awkwardly staring. What's the, like the smallest thing you have? Excluding the tiefling in the back.
You see a very small red.
I was gonna say, do I wait?
Like a compass or something.
I would say I'm making stuff up. I don't even know if this is how this stuff works. It'd probably be like a thimble, but instead of it just being like, it's not poked, it would also be like a little bit of a magnet so that like, the needle will follow through.
That's really neat.
She tries to put it on her finger and it does not fit.
Well, ma'am, you know we can always adjust the sizes if you need it. Try to make it for everyone around here.
Oh, no, that's unnecessary, not,
Annie, roll me a perception check with disadvantage.
What's my perception even? I have a +4 to perception. Dang it, I rolled a 6 of 16. That's a 10.
That's a 10? Okay, that's fine. You notice that there's almost kind of like a, like some posters that are put up kind of behind the wall where, close to where August has parked his cart. You notice that there's like a big poster that says something. Hold on. There's a big poster that's got like a picture of the ship that's off in the side, as well as like lots of weird artifact stuff that you're not 100% sure about. But then there's like it's like the ship, some artifacts, and then there's like the silhouette of like a very like a man dressed in elegant robes, kind of at the bottom of the poster, and you can kind of put two and two together that like, oh hey, this is for that. You also see next to it a much smaller poster that has a lot of text on it that you can't understand, but there is a picture of a poorly drawn orc on it that you're like, I hope that's not me.
I'm going to rip it down. I'm just going to be like...
Do you notice her do that?
Oh, yeah. I'm out here without a word, just walks off. I'm like, she just ripped, and I'm like, I'm my business. I ain't from here. I ain't gonna be staying here.
Yeah.
Trash can?
Sure.
you've got a Dragon Heart tech trash can that has a little incinerator at the
it's
bottom.
It's like Edna Mode's
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Just throw it right on in.
And
there's
like a
poof.
Yeah, exactly. Disintegrate.
Wonderful.
Sick.
I'm gonna walk away.
Welk.
Thank you, Welk.
Thank you, Welk. She's stressed out. She's so stressed out. Yes. Can I try to, like, hide a little bit more? Like, not hide, but, like, make myself as inconspicuous as possible in the crowd?
Yeah. To be fair, the longer that we're here, the darker it's starting to get. It's starting to, like, the sun is setting now. You notice that, like, the streets are starting to become a little thin now. so it's a lot harder to hide yourself. Most of the crowd is sort of, like, coalescing around the ship. Like, if you want to hide yourself in a crowd,
I go towards the ship.
You need to go towards the ship.
Yes, I'm going towards the ship then.
Cool. All right.
Also, just a big boat.
Yeah, big boat. Why not?
Boat.
Boat. Let's go to... Gunner's probably arriving in town at about this time. You are in town, and you have with you a wanted poster.
Okay.
Yes.
What's on the wanted poster?
The wanted poster, you're kind of confused about this wanted poster, because, which is why you decided to take this particular job. Because it's a wanted poster for somebody that you're acquainted with, and were in good graces with not a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's for a very tall, imposing orc woman.
Okay.
That is wonderful that Zoe left.
Great timing.
Yep, very convenient. But last you heard, she was seen making her way over to Petronilia, and it's a sort of made your way into town.
Emma.
So, how would, upon arriving to this town, how would Gunner try and hunt down a target?
Probably scope out the vendors first.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
I'd probably go to the vendor area and just try to see if anyone's seen anything unusual.
Yeah. So most of the day market of like fish and vegetables and stuff is starting to close down now. There seem to be a couple stands that are like food stalls that have set up kind of around the Marivol Fantastique that are like starting to draw a bit of a crowd, but that's. That seems to be, like, the closest, like, vendor area.
I head over that way.
Cool. Right. You see a handful of different stalls selling a handful of different snacks. A lot of them are, like, grilled fish on a stick and, like, there's like this like fried cheese twist. Ooh. Or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Are there any like kids running around?
Yeah, I'd probably say that there's a handful of kids running around.
I walk up to one of the groups of kids and try to be as non-threatening as possible. Just, I lean down to him.
Hey, kid, have you seen this lady before?
I imagine that these kids, they're like playing ball or whatever, and they stop and they look up at you and they're like, they just like stare deadpan at you for a moment. Because you look, describe what these kids are looking at when they see you.
I mean,
what do these children see?
Pictures, but this tall blue tiefling man with long black hair, deer antlers for instead of like tiefling horns. It's got a tail, and the eyes are pitch black, where the center is a star with a black pupil in the center of it, and then a bunch of little stars around the eyes.
Jesus.
Ooh. Yes.
Oh.
And
that's so cool.
I sent a picture with little art for the eye and.
Yes. Oh yeah, I should probably
send
it to
me.
So yeah, there seems to be sort of one kid kind of like that seems to be sort of like the leader of this little troop of children, and he still seems very much intimidated by you, but he's like, sorry, sir, we never seen her before. We're not supposed to talk to strangers. He's like trying to grab the other children and they're trying to run
very
off.
Good kid. I'm gonna flick him a coin and walk away.
The kid takes the coin and he's like. Less intimidated. Right now, he's like, oh, you know what? I'll say, he comes up and he goes, so, I've never seen anyone that looks like that, but I did see a very tall woman start going towards headed towards the.
What a snitch.
There was a really tall woman in a cloak and she started headed toward the ship off the shore. But I don't know anything. I don't talk to strangers.
Snitches
on the... I got you, kid. Yeah. Give him a wink and a walk away.
Yeah, the kid runs off after his friends.
Snitches end up in ditches.
Is he going to put that child in the ditch?
No.
I'm going to start walking towards
place
the boat.
Them gently.
Cool.
In there.
All right. So, as you guys are headed towards the boat, let's go back. We'll run into Const. You kind of notice that, August, you kind of notice that traffic is kind of slowing down. It seems like most people headed over to the most people who are left outside are headed down to the Marvel Fantastique. What would you like to do next?
Since it's darker and there's not really anyone that's as much many people about, I'll probably, like, do whatever it is that I do to make, my shop is closed.
Yes.
Yeah. My little window has been pulled down, and the
yes.
sign has been flipped,
yep.
I'm closed.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's when I'm going to turn to Lickness. Well, little buddy, how'd you feel about going down, checking out that boat and all that stuff going on?
Hold on.
How good if I open the door?
Yeah.
It's getting a little hot.
Caleb, my love. Yeah, there's a boat down there on the coast. Some nice lady said
turn
that
on the rotation lock, dude.
They're going to have a festival there and all the little oddities to look at and maybe some treats and stuff like that. I'm planning on heading down. You coming with me?
For those listening, he's writing on a little chalkboard.
He is writing on a little... You are going to have to read out what you're writing on the chalkboard. The first
oh,
thing he
sorry.
Said was boat with
boat
a question mark.
Distractible listeners. So...
yes.
I.e.
the
Macy.
Watchers are looking at.
I.e. Macy at like 8 p.m. when she's trying to remember
character's
something.
Name again? I wrote, I'm not going anywhere
Tali.
Else.
Tali, oh. Right.
All right, man. If you want to hunker down here, you know I ain't got a problem with it. You can get plenty of blankets tied if you need.
Oh, you're like leaving the cart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that a great idea? I'm
assuming I'm like.
Hang on.
Like,
you've made it close it up.
There's like a merchant place. They stay at overnight.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I imagine I'm leaving the cart and the horse.
Okay, I'll come with you then.
Alright. We're gonna walk together, I guess, and I just have to walk very slowly to make sure you can keep up.
Yeah, a little short.
A little short in my steps. Either that or I'm gonna have to carry you.
Either one would work.
Okay, you can go on my shoulders.
Cute. Alright. As you guys walk towards the Miracle Fantastique, you notice that the crowd is starting to thicken.
By the way, anything I say out loud as him, I'm not saying out loud.
Yes. He's only writing things down.
I'm only writing things down.
As you guys are arriving to the Miracle Fantastique, you notice that the crowd is starting to thicken around the boat. More people are arriving as you guys are walking in. You notice that there seems to be like a whole, like, this is a relatively like small, not remote town because it's on the, that's on the port. But it's, there seems to be an event as momentous as the Marvel Fantastic has seemed to draw on even some more like strange and interesting characters out of the woodwork. And you get up to the front, and there's almost a little ticket booth. Yes, exactly.
Are the horns like?
Yeah, they do. Kind
of. That's wonderful. Horn. That's exactly the effect I wanted. Good.
Yes.
Okay.
As you're walking around, there's almost like a little ticket booth there. That's got sort of a shorter orc woman, and by short I mean she's like 7'5".
Yeah.
She's like your height. Who's kind of hunkered down inside of this ticket booth, and she goes, you're looking for tickets? For how many?
Yes ma'am, just the two of us.
Two? Alright, she goes, oh, that'll be one silver for two.
Yes ma'am.
Tick. There. Passes over. She goes, alright, well, Have a good time.
It says thank you.
He goes, well, have a good fun time. I'm gonna say as you're walking up. So this is at the bottom of the gangplank. You're walking down the sort of bridge that they've constructed. As you go towards the bridge, entering onto the ship, you see this massive. None of you know enough about dragon anatomy to know if it's life size or if it's over life size, but it is a giant dragon skull that is open and gaping over the entranceway into the ship. It makes for a very imposing sort of welcome to the location. Both of you guys make me a wisdom check.
Yay, roll number one, and it's terrible. 9.
18. Okay. Neither of you notice anything.
Oh, okay, cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, is it wisdom or perception?
No, it's wisdom.
Okay.
All right. You guys manage to walk inside. You send like there's like a shiver down your spine as you basically walk through the jaws of this giant dragon. But otherwise, you are. How does Lichnus feel about being confronted with this close to a dragon skull?
I'm staying close to August anyway, regardless.
Yeah, that's fair. That's so fair.
Yeah.
Cool. Once you make your way inside, you can tell that the ship is divided up into several different exhibits based off of different artifacts that have been collected. There is a section off to one side that has that's like ruins of the ancient Tarnakian civilization. See the jewels of the desert off in this direction. And then there's another one that is like the land of dragons before there were people. Look at the world that was before. And it's just like it has a whole bunch of dragon artifacts. Then there's like a sign that points to don't miss the great and wonderful show by the Oracle that will be at, it's like 8 p.m. That evening. as the Oracle presents all of his wonderful gifts and oddities to the audience. Those are kind of the different directions. As you walk in, you, well, which exhibit do you guys want to go to?
What time is it now?
I take a look at my trusty Dragonheart tech clock that's strapped to my wrist in this new invention we've called. Not sure what we're going to call it yet to see what time it is.
Wrist clock.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say that it's probably about 7:15 right now. So it looks like the show isn't going to start for maybe another like 45 minutes.
We got 45 minutes, little man. Where do you want to go?
What are the exhibits again?
I heard
the Oracle and I took it.
No, you're good. You're one half. There's one exhibit in one direction that's like artifacts from the ancient Tanaki and Elven Empire of the South, and then there's another direction which is like ancient artifacts of dragons.
Elf stuff.
All right, we're gonna head over to the elf stuff then.
Okay, cool. You guys walk into this elf exhibit. There seems to be lots of very fun things around. There are ancient tablets written in indecipherable scripts. There are almost like big wall reliefs that have almost like scenes etched into them of battles and kings and all of those great epic myth stuff. You do also notice that it's pretty busy in here. It's pretty crowded. But there is one particular guest that seems to stand out to you more than the others, mostly because in all of your travels, you've run into a few elves in your time, but not very many. But there is one here. Constantine, what are you looking at? What are you looking at in this exhibit that has really drawn your attention here?
Which section are we in?
In the Tanaki and Elfin section.
Which Constantine boat are you in?
Constantine boat?
Yeah, because there was like the two pictures you sent.
Oh, okay. So what you see? Okay, so what you see is two. You see a blue elf wearing what looks to be like thick furs, like up northern furs, but he's not like the north elf. He is Illyrian elf, but he's still wearing like what we would recognize as like North Slavic, Polish, North Russian, like snow stuff with a little fur cap, and he's probably looking at something, doing like to his head is tilting a little bit. His long, kind of thin, wiry frame, but he's got a little round head, like a Swiss chocolate maker, with a cute little mustache. But he has this weird look in his eyes, What's the opposite of staring into space?
Zero yard staring.
Yeah. Like, so very intent on what you're looking at.
It's almost like the opposite of a blank stare.
Locked in.
Yes, but in a way that when a kid is thinking about something intense in math class.
Yes.
He's probably looking at probably some mural. What was the name of the Elfish Empire?
It was the Tanakian Empire.
I don't know what the Tanakian Empire was like, but I'm imagining this is probably some sort of mural that is depicting some great military victory, but is kind of macabre in that it's like some sort of like fields of battle, like those ancient Mesopotamian like side things where they're zapping like a bunch of peasants. It looks like a bunch of wizards and they're just like casting scorched earth on like a country, and it's like, this was our great victory,
and you're like, that seems deeply unethical now. Yeah,
it's like, but it's weird. It's yeah, it's like the shock and awe of emotion, and it's almost like he is experiencing the same emotion that some Tanakian elfin citizen would have felt when you're looking on it, of like shock and awe and of like curiosity and weird. He's found the weird art.
Yes, that you has found the weird art.
Like when you go into a museum and something just catches your eye.
Yes. Wonderful. So, you good?
They said a really funny joke. He said Weird Art Yankovic.
Oh.
So true.
Weird Art, that's what he makes.
Yay! That's so fair.
So Zoe, actually... Your thing hasn't been clarified to the group yet, so we'll wait for that.
And then you can tell.
Then you can say exactly what I've done.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You haven't run into it
yet.
So,
yeah.
But Zoe knows now.
No,
yeah.
I do.
So, but you've run,
I got it as soon as you start running.
Mm-hmm.
So you've run into this. You see this very curious elf man. Also kind of loitering about this room.
I'm assuming Lucas is still like on my shoulders, toddler style.
Yes.
That's possible, yeah.
So I'm probably just going to walk up next to Constantine. Just looking at the art. You two know each other? Sir? Sir? Do you know him?
Oh, you! Hi! How's it going? It's been such a long time.
Such a long time.
I love it so much.
The funny thing is, I don't think we didn't exchange names.
No.
I looked back at that conversation and I was like, the most I know is that I have seen this guy once before in my life.
Funny thing with mine and Hannah's was just like, do you want to say we know each other? And we're like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's as far as it went.
How was the teapot?
You can go right up.
It's good.
Good. Oh, and hi!
So true.
Talking to the person on your shoulder.
My name is August. I see you met my friend here.
Yes. We exchanged,
exchanged?
No, we did exchange something.
I gave you...
We traded something.
Yes. Yeah, we did.
What is it that you traded?
I don't...
They traded something.
There's one of a few things. Whatever it wasn't money.
Okay. Yes, we exchanged a while ago. I'm a merchant. Sorry.
It's okay.
But I actually hit you.
I like this character.
Into my arm.
Nick, I'm loving this character already.
I love him so much. Well, it's nice to meet you, sir. Your name?
Constantine Zonismos.
Well, it's very nice to meet you then. Any friend of Lickness is going to be a friend of mine.
Lickness.
Hmm? Yeah.
Lickness.
He just repeats it continuously softly.
Yep.
We never learned each other's names.
See, well, no time like the present then. As my mama always say.
You make a great class.
I see you're here at the festival. What brings you to the festival?
I'll explain that. Well, I was just in town here to sell my wares, and some nice lady told me about the festival going down here, and the boat, we thought we'd come check it out and see what all the hustle was about.
Similar. I travel a lot, and I found this place, and I thought, oh!
Yep.
I didn't expect myself to be so interested in what they have here. I don't know if Lismos has...
Lickness.
Lickness. I don't know if Lickness ever told you, but I deal in antiques. And I'm an antiquarian by trade.
I'm sure this place is right up your alley then. I think some is a little over my head, but I still enjoy looking at it. Just the same.
No, it's not that. It shouldn't go over your head. Look, see, that is, and he probably like rambles off about some things.
I listen to you.
You mentioned some like offhanded comments about, the Tanakian Empire, and how they were a great civilization. Long before the existence of humans and orcs. And they ruled sort of the southern reaches of the land and created a great empire for themselves. And led by the leader, Tanakh. It was at a time when the dragon lords had a lot more communication with the general people of the world.
Did the dragons have what we would recognize as political power? Like, did they exert, like, authority over people? Or were they just kind of...
No, they are more deified than that.
Okay, so...
Deified.
So they weren't, like, interfering... Or not... How do I put this? They have spiritual significance, and of course, like, if you mess with it directly, it's gonna, like, fire breathe you, but they're not, like, trying to form, like, a mega empire, or a kingdom, or whatever, they're just, like, going around, and they're just, like, influencing.
They are, the reason that the dragon lords are more important than any other dragons is because they are the ones able to create things, but they're not necessarily rulers, per se.
Create things, you say.
They are creators. Like, they created the elves, and they created...
Oh, in like the deific sense of create things.
Mm-hmm.
For our listeners, Jonathan is giving a thumbs up.
Cool. It's going to be so fun for Nathan to go.
Good to go.
To.
For our listeners at home, Will gave a thumbs up.
For our Nathan at home, we love you.
For our Nathan at home, get cherished. Get absolutely loved.
Oh, brother. Paul, it was medicinal flowers.
Yes, okay.
Oh.
Makes sense.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense. I was thinking it'd be that or something like that.
For our listeners at home, Anna is doing the Macarena.
Let me be a piece.
All right. Let's go back. Let's go back to Tali. As they are sort of as August and Lindis are getting a very fascinating history lesson from this elf man that they ran into, Constantine. Tali, it's getting late. You know that your friend wanted to speak to you before whatever show that they were going to put on. Where are you headed? Where do you want to go?
I guess I'm gonna go find my friend.
Okay. You also head down to the boat. Sorry, I'm
eating
for listeners at home.
Our new bit. Let me know if you want like the corn chips.
I'm good for now. Thank you.
We just had chips.
You head down to sort of the same sort of like ticket toll booth, and the orc woman, kind of who's been shoved in here, just goes, "Are you looking for a ticket?"
Oh, what's my friend's name?
Your friend's name is Siffy.
Siffy.
Siffy. Yeah.
Hey, Hannah.
How's that spelled?
With me stacked on top of your shoulders. We're still shorter than Annie.
I will say that included in her letter, she gave you a pass to the Bearful Fantastic.
I'm just gonna kind of pass over, multi-pass.
She takes a pass and goes, "Oh, well, aren't you a fancy person? Who are you here to see?"
"I'm here to see Siffy, sugar."
She goes, "Oh, yes, Siffy should be up." She goes, if you head up to the showroom before it starts, they should be rehearsing right now, so you might be able to run into her there."
"My most gracious thanks."
She goes, have a fun time. Tell Siffy I said hi. Also,
what was that?
It's the little finger heart.
Oh, I thought you were flipping your
finger heart.
It's the finger
heart. Like,
yeah.
The K-pop.
From the side, all I could see was just like your thumb coming up a little bit. I was like, that's not nice.
It's the little finger heart.
So you're allowed entrance. You're headed inside. Okay.
I'm gonna go the direction that was pointed out to me to try to find them during their rehearsal.
So you pass both the sort of the three-way split that heads to the dragons, the elves, and then up towards the show. You enter onto the showroom floor. And you thankfully give off enough of an entertainer vibe that most of these people who are walking around are just like, "Oh yeah, another one of us. Great." And you walk up. And yeah, you see a whole bunch of people practicing that seems almost to be like part magic show, part circus sort of thing. That's kind of like, it seems to be, there's like, jugglers and trapeze artists, but there's also like, some people setting up like magic tricks. And you see your friend, she's dressed in like a trapeze outfit. And she's kind of stretching and getting warmed up, and she sees you off in the distance as you sort of walk up into the stage area. She's like, "Tali, Tali! Oh my gosh, I'm so glad that you made it!" She runs over and like wraps you in like a really big hug. Cute.
I'm gonna do like the French kiss of like, you know,
wrap them both cheeks.
Well, sugar, of course I came right on over once you said that letter.
What'd you say?
I said, "Of course, sugar, I came right over once I got your letter."
She's like, "Oh, you didn't have to do that. I mean, I always appreciate the promptness. You know, in this business, not everyone can be that prompt. But it's just, I just wanted to see you again. It's been so long. We've been traveling for ages." And she's like, "I don't think that I've spent more than 2 nights any place since I got this job."
Well, of course, it's easier to keep a one-woman show in motion. Much harder for you and your whole big troupe.
She goes, "Oh, gosh." She's like, "I was kind of glad for a little bit of the financial stability getting this job, but, girl, I did not realize that it was going to be so exhausting. We're doing shows every couple nights and traveling all of the other ones. So, I envy the one-woman show days when it was a lot easier to just set up on the side of the road and get work than chewing all of this. But come, let me take you back to the dressing room. I want to catch up, I want to talk." She pulls you off, back deeper into the ship. You kind of set up, it seems to be like a communal dressing room.
Yeah.
So there are lots of people getting ready, putting on makeup, getting dressed in costumes. She kind of pulls you up at the side, and she's like, "So, tell me, how is it? You probably knew each other from back home, back in Bellacor." She's like, "How is Bellacor? We haven't been back in so long."
"Now, it's about same old, same old. Nothing too different. You know, getting used to being one woman show, Jim, but we cut our losses, we amputate our unneeded."
She goes, "I mean, I didn't want to say anything at the time. It's probably a long overdue amputation if I say so myself."
"I'd say it was mutual, but that hot air balloon head rose him to the heavens."
"Oh my gosh, I mean, I don't know what anybody, I never thought, I never knew what you saw in him, much less what anyone else does, so. I always
see,
thought that he was a..."
"No.
Oh my gosh, I can only imagine. I mean..."
"Enough about me. What's going on with you, sugar?"
She goes, "Well, I mean, this job, it's real nice, and I do love it, and I love all of the people that I work with, but it's just, I don't know, there's just, I keep hearing whispers among some of the cast that, like, we're closing soon, like, and I don't know how much of it is just rumor, and how much of it is people just being a little paranoid, and I just... I don't know what I would do if I lost this job and if we had to move on, but I don't know. People keep saying that the Oracle is like, keep saying stuff about how like we've only got a few more shows left and we're almost done. And when I got hired, I was under the impression that this was for a much longer contract than what I've been doing. I don't know. It's just stressful thinking about all of this ending soon."
"Yeah, it's good to keep your options open, especially with rumors like that floating around."
She goes,
"Goodness. I mean, you know there's always a home for you in Bellacor.
I do appreciate it.
I know you're wanting and more destined for bigger things, but..."
A woman can only hope, but
sometimes
you
gotta work on your foundation first."
You do make a solid point. It's just... I'm just so surprised. I feel like that we make more money in every city that we go to. I cannot imagine why we're not facing any financial troubles. It's just, so it must just be rumors, right? It's just gotta be rumors.
Or some other factors at play. Like I said, it's good to keep your options open.
I guess so. I just hope, I just hope that it all works out for the best.
You give it your all, but you always gotta focus on you first.
No, you are so right. You are so right, Tali. Sometimes being a part of such a big production like this, I forget sometimes. But I am so glad that you get to be here and you get to watch the show. It should be so fun.
Of course, I'm looking forward to it. But you take it trapeze.
Oh, you, Tali. You and all of your jokes. She's like, for our audience at home.
For our listeners at home, Zoe hates me right now.
Zoe was giving me some serious side eye.
As if she's not playing an 8-foot-tall orc woman.
Right. She's like, oh gosh, I've got to get going. I got to finish getting ready. But we should catch up after the show. You know, I think some of the later night establishments will still be open when we're done. If you want to go get a drink or two.
Sure. You know that's not all my style, but I'll play along.
Oh, you're such a hoot, Tali. And she goes, okay, I'll see you later. And she kind of like leads you back out of the dressing room.
Yeah.
All right.
You all right, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see. Gunnar, you've entered. Where are you headed to the ship? Well, you have not officially entered.
I was looking for Ian.
Annie.
Yeah, it's from the docks. I think you are.
Looking for her. Because I heard she was going this way.
Yeah, so the kid told you that she was headed towards the Merrill design. That's fantastic.
What a really snitch.
Hey, man, you pay a child a coin and that'll get you just about anything.
Mm. You pay me a coin and get you just about anything.
Nope.
Before I go in, I would take a sweep of the crowd outside. Looking for a tall orc woman in the crowd.
Yeah, roll a perception check.
It would probably be hard to miss.
I would imagine it would not be hard. However, perception is not the best.
Actually, you roll your perception, you roll me stealth.
Oh, God.
At disadvantage because you're 8 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a ranger, aren't you?
I am a ranger.
Unless you can do stuff that would make you more stealthy.
Urban. I don't believe so.
Urban ranger.
Urban ranger. No.
Urban ranger.
Oh, God.
Oof. Urban Ranger sounds...
10 for stealth.
Still beat me. I got a 9.
Wow. This crowd's kind of thick over here. It seems that it takes...
You're standing very in an obvious place, but there's a lamp post perfectly spaced.
Yeah.
Suspiciously orc-shaped lamp post.
Exactly. So you're kind of scanning the crowd. There's not a whole lot to be... There's like... The crowd is so thick out here that it's kind of hard to see. You kind of are like making your way up through the crowd, trying to look until all of a sudden you make your way up to like near the toll booth and you hear the orc woman inside go, "You getting a ticket or you're just standing there?"
How much is it?
She goes, "Well, it's only 5 copper.
There you go.
I forgot my voice.
Are you looking for an orc woman?
Well, I'm looking for an orc woman, but I know what the orc woman looks like.
There you go.
You particularly know what the orc woman looks like, yeah.
I've met this orc woman before. So
yeah,
it has.
I see this one, I know she's not it. So.
That's her.
Do I see
I
him?
I would.
Roll my perception.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Would you know he's
Are you attempting to be unseen, Will?
I don't think he is.
No. He's not.
I feel like it would be...
It will just be her perception roll.
Yeah. Be a very easy perception.
15.
Role. Oh yeah.
Oh.
You also stand out a good bit because it's a blue elf with antlers. Yeah, I imagine the orc woman even goes. She goes. You wearing some sort of funky hat? Is that the fashion in the South these days?
Yeah, haven't you heard about it?
She goes, brother. I don't get out much, if you can imagine. So no, I have not.
Well, I thought you'd been to all sorts of places.
She goes,
working with this crew.
She goes, sir, I see the four walls of this very tiny ticket booth, and that's about all I get to see whenever we're in town. So,
fair enough.
Well, you have fun in your fancy head at the the party, I guess. Goodness. People get weird crowd everywhere we go. Yeah, so you do see him. You don't... Would Annie immediately assume that he's here for her? You do know him.
Yes, she'd probably...
But you do also know what he does.
Yeah. She'd probably be a little suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Not thinking that he's immediately looking for her, mm-hmm. but be suspicious of why is he here.
Heard.
What is he up to?
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you make your way inside.
Yeah.
You walk into sort of the entrance hall of this place. Where do you think would be the best place to hide?
I am going to go to the... Isn't there like a Jules? You said the like Jules of Tanakh or whatever?
Yeah, that's over at the Tanakh and outside.
Yes, yeah, I'm probably going to go over to that because cool. I'm assuming they have like pictures of like each of the displays or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The technical stuff. Yeah, you make it over to the donkey down side. You see a particular exhibit that seems to have. It's kind of hard to tell whether or not these are like real or replicas, but they seem to be sort of like depictions or models of sort of like. Old Tanakhian emperor crowns, and so they're all kind of like it's like in a big wall of cases, and they're all extravagant. They've all got a whole bunch of like crystals and jewels and stuff, all kind of twined together, kind of in a display over there. It's probably the first thing that would catch your eye.
Yeah, no, she's just gonna be staring at those. She's just gonna be like enamored with the shinies.
Yes. Roll me another perception check.
Oh God.
That's exactly the room I was thinking of. Frick! To go to check, too.
Dang it!
I'm like...
I'm a predictable son of a bitch.
12.
Yeah, I'll say that works. Annie, you're staring at these tiaras probably a little too long when you feel the presence over your shoulder.
Hello, Annie.
I'm trying to call her aioli.
Bert, is that you? Oh my god.
It's my favorite snack.
Pure aioli. It's a joke. It's a joke from something else. Gunnar. What are you doing here?
I'm trying to figure out why you have a wanted poster out for you.
I took that down.
Not the one in the guild hall.
There's one in the guild. Different one in the guild hall.
Yeah, show her the wanted poster.
Do you have it physically, or
yes?
She takes it and just crumbles it up.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm genuinely. I was gonna say she eats it.
Yeah.
Let's go. Okay.
Parchment doesn't.
I don't know why you did that.
Parchment not good.
I don't need the paper to turn in the reward if I was going after it.
Are you going after it?
No, I'm coming here to see why you have a bounty out for you.
I may have made a choice.
Okay.
I don't want to do bad things anymore.
That's good. I'd say that's generally a good thing.
That's generally a good thing. But now they're mad at me because I just kind of left.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So I went and I hid out with Aurella, but then they burned her farm down. And so now I'm trying to run away and make sure they don't find me.
Okay. Well.
Why are you here?
I just told you why I'm here.
Well, no, but, like, but you...
I saw a wanted poster out for you and wanted to see what was going on.
Thanks.
Why was my old contact having a wanted poster out in the Bounty Hunters Guild?
Is this exhibit, like, one room, or is it multiple?
It's multiple.
Probably multiple rooms, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what do we do?
Well, I'd say you're doing an... okay job of laying low.
I thought so before, but then the farm I was in burned and caught on fire, so...
I would suggest not staying still.
Okay, I can walk.
I don't mean, like, physically, just, like, a period of time.
Oh, okay, right. Got it.
I can help out a little bit with the keeping on the move. I have a lot of contacts in the underworld.
Okay. Under, is it, like, underground?
You said you're, under... You're a part of the underworld.
Right.
She goes, oh yeah, that underworld.
Right. Right. But wouldn't they be in the underworld too, or... Or wouldn't they get wind of, like, if... They, something was helping me? I don't know, I'm scared.
I can see that.
Her intelligence
I'm
is 12.
Mine's 11.
We're stupid.
Oh my gosh, you all are so stupid.
Mine's
16,
though.
My intelligence is also 11.
We're all dumb again.
What are these freaking stats? Yeah. Oh my god.
I support point buy in the future.
What'd you do?
What happened? The stats of someone that's like level 5.
I have a 13, an 18, a 16, a 16, a 14, and a 19.
I mean, that's not...
That's not too terrible.
It's not crazy.
For level 1!
That happens.
I have a couple 18s.
I have a couple 18s as well.
I have a minus 2 to charisma.
But anyway,
that's
so...
Tracks.
That does track. So... Do you know what like this whole display thing is about? Like, what is this ship? I just kind of went on here.
I don't know. I just heard you were coming over here, so I came over this way.
Well, okay. Who told you? What?
Some kids that were playing around.
Why are kids so mean?
Why? They're not mean. They just saw some tall lady. I was asking around for
why
a tall
are they
lady.
Judging?
It's not judging. You're just tall. From a kid's perspective, that's just fact.
Well, aren't most people taller from a kid's perspective?
Well, yes, but you're taller than most people.
You're like the tall girl from the Netflix show Tall Girl.
Both movies or whatever it was.
Hit Netflix original.
Netflix original. That's my inspiration. That's my inspiration, guys.
I don't remember.
Tall Orc.
Was that a Netflix original?
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
It feels like a Netflix original.
Well, you want to look around?
Sure.
Okay. She's just gonna like.
I will say that the stage show is starting in probably about 15 minutes, so anybody from any particular group who wants to kind of wrap up, wants to look at something before it starts, or wants to do anything.
Watch a stage show.
I'd imagine at this point you're still explaining whatever.
Yeah,
to
probably.
This has become a guided tour.
And I'm just going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like you guys are kind of like socially obliged to follow me around while I'm talking out loud to like.
At one point, you forget we're there.
Yeah, or at least like I lost track of you guys.
But yeah, we will definitely be going to see the show. So I'm like also like trying not to check my wrist clock.
Yep,
really often.
You're very subtly just like.
But you'd be like.
And you keep looking, and it's still the same minute.
Because you keep like leaning to do it, I keep like shifting.
Yeah, it's nowhere near as subtle as I think it is.
No,
I imagine y'all have only moved down like 2 paintings by the time that we walk in. It's like we walk in.
Do you guys walk in on us?
Yeah, I mean we're still kind of looking.
We're in
around.
That same
yeah.
that same section. It's just. We're earlier
do any
on
of
it.
Y'all know have connections with anyone?
I know.
We know each other.
Yeah
they know.
I know
each
Annie.
I know Tali, so I don't see her quite yet. I'm assuming.
Well, August and Annie have
I
a
am.
Connection from
where do you want to be?
Earlier today.
I think I'm waiting for the stage show last week. Last
yeah.
we heard
yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
so
like,
you probably have already
like,
gotten a seat up at the stage
yeah.
show.
I don't know.
So
my understanding.
You walk in, and I see that as a wonderful distraction. Perfect.
The Blue Man Group.
Gunner, my friend.
Hey, August.
It's been a long time since we've been able to see each other.
It's been quite a while, yes.
Hello again, ma'am.
Oh, Nick left. Okay.
I tilt my hat.
you know the merchant?
Yeah, I bought goods from him before.
Oh, you've been around. Hold on.
That's what you do when you're a merchant, man. Kind of have to travel in order to sell your wares. But I appreciate it.
What? There's 2 of you.
Well, no, ma'am. He isn't me. He's my little friend here. His name's Lickness.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Lickness.
Why is he on your shoulders?
I walk faster than him.
Oh. Ayani, hey, you see the child sitting upon August hold out a tablet towards you.
So it's just like a chunk of slate, really.
Yeah. You do not understand what it says.
What? Why are you holding a rock?
The atmosphere just got tense.
Can I understand?
Can you? Yeah, you can. She can because you can't read.
Oh. Fair. Oh, hey, little guy.
It said hello, by the way. To those listening at home.
To those listening. I would say, oh, hi, little guy. It says hello, by the way.
Oh, okay. I thought he was just showing me a rock.
I'm going to be confused why... that she is not able to understand.
Yeah.
Fair.
like this goes, people are illiterate.
People can't read.
Skill issue.
So, about...
He orchestrated this.
About a week after I came up with this character in, like, mid-2023.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking these for a while.
I took a look at this guy and I was like,
he don't speak.
This guy, there's no way this guy speaks. and then a few months later, I was talking to Zoe. We were talking about possible characters. And I was like, gee, wouldn't it be funny if your orc couldn't read?
Well, to be fair, it was already kind of headed in that direction because I was going to make her very, like, the creature from Frankenstein-esque. Like, this lumbering, gentle giant, also, like, a gentle giant type thing. So, like, again, the creature did eventually learn how to read, but initially he could not, he was this giant creature who could not read nor write. So.
When we were in North Carolina for Zach's wedding.
Oh, God.
We were in the car talking about characters.
Yeah.
We were talking about, I was like, you know what, I think I'd like to do a mute character someday.
Yeah. Oh, you did say that.
I did say that.
I don't remember
and
that
you know
at
what
all.
You said? You said, you know what, if you did a mute character, I bet it would be Lichnus.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
You did.
That's funny.
I do not remember that.
And then
wow.
I pivoted the conversation away by talking about how Albert Einstein was a mute for a while.
Nick, so, what elf are you? Like,
blue
country?
Alien.
So, yeah.
Dang, I called that from the
get-go. Yeah, you really you
so
got that one.
So, Lichnus was an older character than the idea of them being mute.
Yeah.
Barely.
Barely.
Yeah, not by much.
He was a mute. He fell out of an AI image generator to some degree, and then I looked at him and I was like,
he don't talk.
This guy doesn't talk.
Mm-hmm. Is he?
That was like at most a week later.
Yeah.
Is he? Does it make you happy?
It does.
Okay. So that means you're like a dark.
Like feeling
room,
it on
right?
My face.
Yeah. I'll put an image in the chat.
But yes, I engineered Zoe into having a character that can't understand anything.
Oh, did I miss the moment of you trying to communicate?
Yep.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. Basically, he held up the tablet.
I wrote hello to her.
Yeah, he wrote hello on his tablet and he held it up to Yanny and he was like, why is this creature showing me a rock?
Mm-hmm. Oh, his handwriting's really nice, actually. It's
she like, can't even see, like, the writing on it. She just
no, she can
see
that. She can see that there's something on there, but she... It,
she doesn't know.
It's
can't even recognize.
It's chicken scratch.
You can't even recognize a language for when it is.
Yeah.
His handwriting is, like, really nice. Especially considering it's in chalk.
Yeah.
Imagine looking at, like, a foreign alphabet being like, this is just chicken scratch. It's like it's Mandarin.
No.
She can speak. Much. She can speak two languages. She cannot understand, like read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, where were we?
About this time, you hear a loud gong echo throughout the entire ship, signaling that the stage show will be starting in 5 minutes. If you want to go, you should better go find seats.
Oh, by the way, with me stacked on Angus' shoulders, we're still like half a foot shorter than Annie.
Oh, you're still looking down at Lichnus.
Yeah.
I'm still looking down at him.
Well, I don't know about you all, but little man and I were going to go see the show. So we're going to head out over there now.
I mean, I already paid for it, so I guess I ought to.
Yeah. I like fun things. She looks at Gunnar panicking.
I also like things that are fun, like everyone else does too.
I mean, you're asking me. Yeah, I like fun. You like fun too?
Wow. Do you like me too?
Excuse me. All right.
17, where are you headed?
I think he's probably still meandering around.
That's fair. Okay.
Did Constantine even notice?
I think I'm sure he notices. He's just like, I think to him it's, he's not like, oh, my new group of friends. He's just like people he I used to know, and then he just like,
wow, everybody knows each other around here.
Like, wow, cool. And then he's like, anyway, I'm back on my back to what I was doing.
Okay. All right. So those of you headed to the stage show, you basically all head back out to the entranceway. You walk forward. You see it almost kind of looks like an amphitheater or a circus ring, in the sense that there is a big open space in the middle, and then there are like amphitheater seaters up, theater seats up either side. It seems to already be starting to get a little crowded, but you managed to find enough seats together. And as you begin, you all find your seats. There's a moment where all of the lights dim. There's a whole bunch of lanterns that are kind of in a ring around the sort of center stage, and they all dim for a moment. You hear a disembodied voice, there you can't see anybody saying this, but you hear, "Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the greatest show and to the greatest spectacle in all of Elan. The Marvel Fantastique!" And there's a whole bunch of applause. And like, "I am your host for the evening, the great and wonderful Oracle. I have traveled the great land of Elan and picked up many, many an artifact and many a tale."
Not canon.
Many an artifact and many a tale from all of my travels, and I bring it to you, all my guests, in order to excite, delight, to terrify, and to inspire the great people of this wonderful world. He goes, "I'm sure that you are all quite excited to see the many wonderful acts, to hear of many wonderful tales that we have prepared for you today. But it seems as though we have a special event for this evening." And you see all of the lights go out now.
It was scary.
Yeah, you feel like Ligma's clutching on the wall.
Grab my arm, yes. Like, yeah, I don't know what's going on either. It's fine.
And then all of the lights go out. And there is, you hear sort of the crashing noise of a door slamming shut. He goes, "Rather than being passive participants of a show, I thought we should do something a little bit more interactive."
Yenny is immediately putting a hand on her sword.
So scary.
Same with Gunnar.
Yes. "I have a series of challenges planned for our guests here this evening, and I'm wondering if you would all oblige me into participating in a bit of a game."
Game.
And there's a like a lantern that spotlights a figure in the center of the stage that looks. Sort of like a man in elegant robes, but he's wearing a mask, so you can't see his face.
Not a mask again.
we gotta love the masks, man. And he goes, "If there's anybody here present that would prefer to not participate in this game, I suggest you leave at this time." And you see throughout the crowd, there's a couple people who are like, "What is this? We showed up for a show. I don't understand what's going on." And they start to walk out into the aisles and start headed down towards the floor. But after a couple minutes, all of the walkways are clogged up with people. There's a lot of traffic. People are kind of starting to panic because they're like, what is this? This isn't what we signed up for. As they're all walking, there's a sudden clank, and the floor falls out from the aisles. And all of these people plummet. And you just, there's screaming coming from people who are falling. And then the floor flips back up. And the person in the center of the room goes, now that we have gotten all of the riffraff out of the way, I think it's about time that we start a game.
Annie is looking at Gunner like, is this new?
Connie's just oblivious to all of this.
Connie, we call him Connie? That's so cute.
Yes. All right. So the man in the center.
The speaker turned off. It's inactive.
Oh, that's coming from my computer.
Yeah.
That works.
Well, I can turn it back on.
That's going to take a moment, and we're gonna stick with this.
Yeah.
So you see the man in the middle of the room. He goes, "We will start with our first puzzle of the evening. You have seen many a great artifact, many a great wonder, from all ages of the world. I would like all of our members here to gather by the oldest thing you can see, and there the next puzzle will be revealed." You hear the door clank open at the bottom and the lights start to come up as people start to sort of like shuffle their way around.
The oldest thing you can see. Is he still out there, or is he...
You see that he's kind of like frozen in a pose. But he's still out there in the middle of the stage.
Can I go up to him?
Yeah, you can if you want to.
That could be the oldest thing.
I'll take a look around at my surroundings.
Yeah, I want to do a perception check before.
Yeah, to see what.
Oh yeah, I probably should.
Are we supposed to be heading back to the exhibits? Is that the idea?
It depends on what you want to do.
That's what he implied by opening the doors back up.
Yeah.
So Connie's still in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But you have no clue what's going on.
No, but y'all can still, like...
The crowd has thinned out, though, Tali, you probably... Do you think that there's anybody in this group that you would recognize now that people are starting to get up and mill around? This is very strange to you, because you were expecting a show. You just talked to your friend.
Yeah. I know Annie, but that's it.
You might would know me in passing.
We haven't spoken about it. Also, Nathan did not want to give anything away at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't even remember what Nathan and I talked about, so I'm going to go with probably not.
Fair enough. I don't remember what he said his connection to was.
I don't remember either.
Well,
Annie, do you think that you would recognize Tali?
I mean, I think so. She performed enough for our events, and at events that I was at, I feel like I would.
Are you doing a perception?
I was going to go find
Constantine. Okay, what does everyone want to do first?
I was going to go find Constantine and see if he knows what's old around here, because apparently he knows a lot of stuff.
I'll give, now that the lights are up a little bit more, I'll give a better description of this theater space as well. So it seems that the sort of theater seats are kind of arranged in sort of an oval, divided up into different sections. And they're sort of like, not necessarily, there seems to be like a bit of an awning that's over the seats, but the area on top of the stage is open, so like you can see the sky above you.
Oh, so it's like like the globe almost?
Yeah, it's a little bit like the globe, and then there's the stage that's kind of in the middle of everyone. So that's why they have to do it at night, so there's not like sun in the area.
Yeah.
But you can look up and you can see sort of like the starry sky above you as you're walking around.
I mean, yeah, I guess I'll try to look around. I was going to go up, kind of up to him to see if he was, like, the oldest thing, but I'll try to, like, look around as well to see if...
roll perception.
I was going to do the same thing, kind of roll a perception check on him, see if I could tell his race.
She has no eyes.
I have no eyes.
What did you roll? You rolled a one?
I rolled a one, so even with my perception, it's 5.
Yeah. I'm going to say... Yeah, you walk around. I'm gonna say that you actually, you're like so intent on like making it up to this guy to look at him, that you don't realize that you've lost the rest of your friends. Like, they're kind of lost in the crowd, and you don't know where they went. But you are, and you kind of got waylaid before you could get up there.
Yeah.
So, he's like, kind of in the center of the stage, but you can't see him.
Since she's kind of in, like, the spotlight, I'm gonna say Tali probably sees her on the stage and, mm-hmm. like, makes her way over, and it's just like, what's going on? You think?
You!
What if the mask is old? Is the oldest thing in the room?
That's kind of what I always want to do a perception roll for, is kind of investigate him and see what he had on him.
Yeah.
If he might have anything old.
You're a performer.
Yes.
Correct.
Is this a normal performance? I mean, no, it's not. The things that you would do at our gatherings was nothing like this.
Yeah, I have a friend here. Says,
is it
nothing him? About... No. I don't know this guy. I think he's the Oracle or something. I don't know. They just kind of talk.
It says...
Oh, what does it say?
Is it the oldest in the room or in general?
He specifically said the oldest thing you can see.
Wait, the oldest thing we can see?
The oldest thing you can see. Gather by the oldest thing that you can see.
I'm terrible at rooms.
The oldest thing I can see is up in the sky.
Are we out at sea?
It looks like you the left and you were docked.
Oldest thing you can S-E-A.
So we are docked?
Yeah, you are still docked. It is the oldest thing that you can S-E-E.
Oh, okay.
If we can see the stars, they're old.
Yeah, so the roof is open, so you can see the moon and the stars, right? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go.
So we would gather in the center.
Okay.
Yeah. Roof.
Yeah.
We'll might want to gather up high. Is there a way up high?
Yeah. There is. You can see that there's the overhang hanging up. The highest you can go is like the top row of the amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. The overhang is kind of like obscuring the sky from up there.
Okay, so you still want to be able to see the sky. So yeah, I'm gonna go into the middle where Ianni went.
Mm-hmm. I'm following you because I don't know anything. And I just
want
to stick by my friends.
I'm going to walk up to her and be like...
I'm going to say from outside, you heard a lot of commotion coming from the stage room. You kind of also were like kind of surprised. You're like, wow, this place cleared out. Where did
was there
go?
Screaming?
Yeah.
Why was there screaming?
Yeah, do you go to investigate the screaming?
I mean, I can see or I guess I'm imagining I'm poking my head through those stage doors and I see y'all like...
Ugh. They're all, there's people like shuffling around and running. You see that there are a couple other people who are also like, hey, let's go stand in the middle over there. And the people who are pointing up at the sky. And you do notice that the people that you were talking to earlier have all kind of like made their way. They're like around a gentleman in the middle of the stage ring.
All of them?
All of the people that you were talking to.
Okay, it's like... I guess I'll find someone that's a book close to me. It's like, what is going on?
You see this gentleman. You see a gentleman who crashes and he goes, look, man, I have no idea what's going on. I was just with my family, and the gentleman out on the stage said that we weren't gonna watch a show, that we were gonna play a game, and then my wife. She went out to try and take the children and leave, and then the floor just opened up and they disappeared. And I don't know what's going on. I don't know how to get out of here.
But we are on a ship.
He goes, I guess we're on a ship. What does that have to do with anything?
So they're in the bottom of the ship, unless they put.
I assume so, but I can't get to them from here.
What is it that the man said?
He said that we were going to play a game and we had to look for, like, the oldest thing that we could see. I don't know what that means. There's just so many different artifacts in here. That can be anything.
I'm not
a historian.
Can I roll for history to see what the oldest thing that I recognized was?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a 6.
You saw so many old things. And some of them, they're like so old that they don't really have exact dates. They're like prehistorical almost at this point.
Prehistorical. Day.
And so you're kind of like, I mean, I saw a lot of old stuff, but I don't really know like which one would count as the oldest. You didn't even go look at the dragon half. Back. You imagine that there are dragons that are even older than the Chidaki Empire.
Here, button on the wall. Queen. Yeah.
Question for you. Did I see kids in the aisle fall?
Did you see kids in the aisle fall? Yeah, you probably did. There were probably some people who were panicked.
Okay. Darn. I want to analyze this guy with the mask that's in the middle.
Yeah, you want to walk up to him?
Well, I kind of want to analyze him from afar first.
Yeah, that's fine. You're all kind of in the center area.
Yeah.
Roll a perception check to figure it, see what you can see. See what you can gather from what you can see.
Six.
We
are rolling terribly.
Oh, I don't think anyone's rolled well so far.
No, somebody rolled a 19, I think.
I rolled an 18.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, so you walk up towards the center of the room. You're kind of keeping a distance from the guy, but you're looking at him, and he just, like... he looks just like a guy, but it looks a little weird, because he's, like... he's just kind of pointed. He's just kind of posed, like... gathered by the oldest thing that you can see, and he's just kind of like frozen incredibly still
is
in this
breathing?
Place. Do you want to find out?
I mean, I would be looking at it.
How close are you to him in order to see that?
We're in the center, aren't we?
Yeah, but how close to him are you?
How close
is a
are
big
we to
stage.
Him?
How close did you get to the man?
Close enough that we're like in the star / moonlight, but also as far as I can.
Okay.
And then you wouldn't be able
to
tell.
Fine.
Throw a rock. Throw a rock at him.
Okay. I would assume...
Who is in the center and who is not now? Raise your hand if you're in the center. Okay. Constantine, what are you doing?
Making his way down.
Go to the center.
I was just about to wonder, should game mistress master?
Don't call me game mistress.
I'm trying to remember. There was a never mind. Would it be better if Nick tries to solve this as analytically with as much logic as he can, or should I do what Nick believes is narratively?
I am not going to tell you what you should do. We are solving puzzles.
Yeah.
So you choose whether or not that you would like to solve puzzles with everyone else, and there will either be benefits or consequences to your
Constantine. He said the oldest thing that you can see.
You can see. And he's standing in the center, posed up like this.
Spitting me. It's the reality spitting me in the eye, but there's no way Constantine he'd be too analytic about it. He'd be like, well, obviously dragons
are the
oldest.
Oh, what a fun trivia question.
The dragons are the oldest thing, and he's probably gonna run to the dragon room.
I was thinking, before I caught on to all the talking everybody was doing about the star, I was thinking about the dragon skull.
Oh, the skull!
But you can't get there with the front door locked.
Are they?
Do you want to go investigate?
Yes, I'll go to the dragon's skull.
Yeah.
There's no way this guy left the front door. I thought it was
a big sculpture of a dragon, but it's a dragon's skull.
It looks like the jaws of a dragon are open, and that's what you walk through in order to get inside.
Okay, I'll go there.
You head up towards the front, and you do see that the doors are closed and bolted. You can't get outside.
Oh, the dragon door.
Is this still kind of dumb? Screwdriver.
It's night now.
I have thieves' tools.
Okay, I'll cast light on my holy symbol.
Okay.
I have light.
Yeah.
Constantine is going to run to the dragon artifact room, find like a scale or something.
Yeah, you see that there's a handful of other people that have also seemed to leave the stage area and are kind of running around here. And you're looking around, and there's like an old fossil of a proto dragon, and there's some scales that were taken. So they're like the from one of the dragon lords, and you're like, yeah, no, that's not possible. And you keep like running around, and there's some people who are like, well, this has to be the oldest thing, right? Like this has to be. So then they're like trying to gather around it, but it doesn't seem like there's anyone with any particular like direction.
Can I make a history check to think about what the oldest thing in this room is?
Yeah.
12?
12? I mean, you probably guessed that, like, one of the little, like, fossils was probably got to be, like, one of the dragon fossils.
Oh, like,
it's got to be one of the oldest things.
Protozoan dragon.
Yeah, essentially.
It's like a trilobite, but it's got like fire, but it's like really fire.
yeah, you say that there's a couple people gathered around this, and they're like, you see one who looks like a almost, not pompous, but he seems like he's dressed in like,
He's a professor.
The medieval equivalent, yeah, he looks very professory and academic, and he's like, he's talking to some people, and he'd be like, I have studied dragon anatomy for ages, and if anything is going to be the oldest thing in this entire place, it has to be this thing.
Oldest thing of the week?
We can see.
Okay, I was going to be like, the oldest thing of the world? Love. But that's not, you can't see love.
Can't see
that's
it.
Not real. All
right, have you made your decision?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to hang around there?
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone back in the stage area. You guys are all looking up at the stars, and you hear another gong echo out throughout the entire ship. And there are still people who are kind of running around the stage and being like, but I don't know what is going on. And you see all of the seat platforms fall out from underneath. So you are standing on a platform above an abyss. As the rest of these people fall down into darkness that you cannot see. And only those of you who are on the sort of center platform are stable. Constantine, you're in the dragon area. You're all standing around. This academic pompous fellow was just like, well, of course.
He's too proud.
This is, has to be the oldest thing you could possibly see in this place. It has to be more ancient than anything. And then you see... You can see almost like it's like a crumbling bridge that there are like squares of the floor. They start falling out and it's coming towards you. People are falling and like trying to grab onto statues on the wall.
Constantine.
Hold on to sconces and stuff.
Can I cast guidance on myself?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Constantine is going to cast guidance on himself, which just gives me a d4 of the roll.
Yep.
And I am going to use... Can I use my staff? I have a staff. Can I use it to, like, grab onto something?
Like, stab into the wall almost?
Maybe not stab into the wall, but, like, hook around...
Like hook around, like, a sconce or something.
A sconce?
Yeah. Yeah, you manage to, like, before it gets to you, roll dexterity.
Dexterity save.
Okay. Saves are just the modifiers if you don't have the bonus,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. Correct.
8, okay. 4, 12 plus, 14.
14?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you managed to hook your staff over this sconce as the floor starts to fall up. There's, like, people who have, like, tried to hold on to things, and they fall. You see, roll me, because you only made a 14. You see that you're not the only person left in this room, because you've hooked your staff over this sconce, and everyone else has fallen into the sort of abyss. There's no floor underneath you right now. You hear a conk. As the sconce starts to, like, lean forward.
Is there anything else in the room that I can, like, oh, where did the artifact pillar cases, where did the displays go? What's happened to the displays of the artifacts?
The displays have, they've kind of recessed into the wall.
Oh.
So the walls are just smooth except for sconces?
Yeah, except for the sconces that are left. I will say, above you, you can see that there's almost like like a dragon skeleton that's hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, nice. Question, what prevents me from just, like, so guidance is a cantrip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What prevents me from just casting guidance on, like, everything that I do?
Nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
As long as you have time to do it, then
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have time, probably.
I think it's a... Is it an action or a bonus action?
It's an action.
It's a bonus action, isn't it?
It's an action.
Oh, casting a spell?
Guidance.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Okay. Guidance specifically is an action.
I am going... Okay.
So if you're in like a time
pressure
situation,
okay, to be fair,
like
you probably only have time for one action before this sconce.
The sconces... And the sconces, they're more than the width of the staff apart from each other?
Yeah.
Okay, Constantine is going to try to leap and latch onto the dragon skeleton.
Roll
like
an acrobatics
like
check.
the big whale.
Yeah.
You can do it. Got
acrobatics.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Does guidance last? Guidance lasts for however long until
minute.
You use it, but you've already used it.
Yeah, 1 minute until you use it.
Oh.
These
my
are
God.
Awful rolls.
For the viewers at home, Nick rolled a 3.
Yes.
Nick, you leap off of the sconce, and you go to kind of like see if you can't stick your staff into the
ribs,
the rib cage, and it doesn't hold, and you feel the ground, like you feel yourself falling off into the abyss.
Oh.
We'll come back to you in a moment.
Is the guy in the center animate now?
So you see all of these people fall away. There's you guys and a handful of other people who are in the center of the room. You see, like, the sort of, like, mechanical as all of the stairs come back up, almost capping a lid on the abyss. And the guy in the middle...
As soon as I see him move, I'm going to be like, what happened to the other people?
He goes, now... Off to our next challenge of the evening. He does not acknowledge you at all. For our next challenge of the evening.
I'm really tempted to stab him right now.
Are you a monk? What are you?
I'm a monk.
Yeah.
Level 1 monks don't have good...
Oh, they don't have the punching
though,
thing yet.
For all we know,
well,
have, we just landed
got
on
a basically
thing
a second
of, like,
attack.
Cushions and
oh, okay.
pillows,
but
so we're all safe.
At level 1,
not
you
OSHA compliant, but safe.
Constantine's really hoping for pillows and cushions at the bottom of this abyss. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, he goes, now, for the next challenge of the evening, and he points over to the doorway leading out of the stage area. And you see, almost like falling down in a mist, there's now this sort of blue haze over the doorway. And he gestures towards it. In order to move on to the next challenge of the evening, you must speak the thing that always fades, but its imprint will forever remain.
I don't know. Time?
Life?
What did you say?
I'll say August is definitely torn between figuring it out and also purposely getting it wrong to see if, like, he can go into the abyss to help whoever is down there. But he's also in charge of Lickness. And
that's
he's like,
fair.
I'm sure I'll be fine. However.
Come on.
So fair. He probably doesn't know how to solve it anyway.
So. Yeah, your clue was speak the thing that always fades, but its imprint forever remains.
August.
I'll put him down. I'll put him down while I'm still, like, hovering close
but
to
you. But you see the figure in the middle of the floor has gestured towards the door, and he's frozen again.
Speak the thing that what?
Speak the thing that always fades, but its imprint forever remains.
Well, I'm not going to be able to do this one, so I might as well look at him. I'm just going to, like, touch him.
You touch him, and he... What are you touching?
I don't know.
Elbow?
Has he got, like, a cloak that I can, like...
Yeah, you tug on his cloak, does not respond.
Okay, so he's physical.
What if he's mechanical?
That's what I was thinking, actually.
Do
Can I do a perception check on the guy? To see if he's like mechanical or like real person, since I have experience a little bit with that stuff.
Yeah.
Would that be perception or investigation?
Not investigate, because you've got a specific goal. Well, no, yeah, because you're specifically trying to figure out if he is mechanical.
Yeah,
if you just wanted to perceive anything he could be, it would be, you want investigation.
Now, if he's mechanical, I can touch
Nine.
Him.
Good lord!
What is it?
Nine.
Nine.
Can we roll better?
I'm gonna say that you can tell that he is not a real person.
Mm.
You do not know how he is not a real person. Like, he could be mechanical, could be
corporeal.
Could be mechanical, could be magical, could be something, but it's not. You're not able to get a good read. This seems way more advanced than anything you've ever seen before.
Yeah, I touch him and I cast light on him.
You cast light on him?
Uh-huh. If he is an object. That is no larger than 10 feet in any dimension, then he will shed bright light at 20-foot radius.
You touch him, and he exudes light.
So he's an
object. Sort of like an aura.
Not a person.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we have no choice but to go along with this game.
We don't. So, secret thing that always fades.
But imprint always remains.
I'll make note of that.
If at any point in time you want a hint, I can do it in game. Just holler, but I'm not going to do it for you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my first thought
makes
is time.
An imprint, but
my first thing is like life. I'm going to get a southern accent. God, I hate it. I was thinking like a life or like a legacy or something.
Oh,
like
legacy.
That. Yeah.
Or moments.
A moment.
Memories.
Love.
Memories.
What was the question again?
Speak the thing that always fades, but its imprint remains. Forever remains, but yeah. Same difference.
Can I do a perception check, see if there are any hints around?
You want to do an in-game perception check?
Yeah.
What kind of pose is he in now?
Yeah. What's his pose telling me?
He poses like Dio.
Which one?
Yes.
Hey, he's got orange light emanating off of him.
And he's got a mask.
Yes.
And he's got a mask. What'd you roll?
Is it stone?
I rolled a two.
It's at least like warm yellow.
If you want an in-game hint, I'm not gonna.
Okay.
I'll give you. We'll let that determine the clarity of the hint, not whether or not.
That's fair. So it was a 6 overall.
Jeez.
I'll move light back to my voice.
Yeah.
My information is gathered.
You see that there are some people who walk up there are some people who were on the stage with you, and they walk over to sort of the shimmering doorway.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I don't know, they just like shout some random stuff at it. they're like, is it... life. Is it time? Is it? And every time that they do a different guess, there's like a shimmer of red that falls through before it repeats with the blue. And they're like, is it friend? I don't know. Is it memories? I don't know. And it just keeps coming. It keeps coming down red.
It's coming red.
What if it's what if there's a theme with this? Wait, no. Light doesn't leave an imprint. Light. Think, okay, he pointed to stars.
Bath.
So starlight, light.
Star bright.
Sunlight.
All right, see you tonight.
Sunlight fades, but leaves an imprint. Lightly. You
I mean,
just,
yeah.
You wouldn't say lightly
everything,
leaves an imprint.
Sunlight.
Yeah.
Sunlight always fades with an impact for me.
Yeah.
Moonlight. That doesn't leave an imprint, though. Or you wouldn't say that would leave an imprint.
I have no clue.
Yeah, I got it.
You're allowed to ask for more hints.
I'll ask for a hint.
Roll perception to see how well the hint is.
I can do it, guys.
I cast guidance on you.
Oh, you get guidance as well.
Get guided.
And the funny thing about that being a verbal spell is that you hear something, but it ain't words.
It ain't words.
Yep.
14.
14, okay.
Just a humming silence.
14. You hear someone go... Well, what if it's... You hear someone over by the wall and they're like, well, what if it's not What if we don't say the answer? What if we have to say what the answer is? So it's like, he's like you speak friend, but you gotta do it in a foreign language or something. Or he's like, if you gotta figure out what the thing is, and then you say what that thing is. Does that make any sense? The other guy goes, God, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Bro, what's the Lord of the Rings?
They're like, I don't know.
I saw this puppet show one time.
Wait, so we're supposed to say it in a different language?
Not necessarily in a different language. I'll say that on a 14, what you're able to gather from that is it's not the answer to the riddle. Like, it's not the thing that the riddle is referencing. The riddle is trying to get you to say something that is not the answer to the riddle, but it is a reference to the answer to the riddle.
Like the whole speak friend and enter are just trying to get you to speak.
To say friend.
Yeah.
Can you say the riddle again?
Speak the thing that always fades, but its imprint forever remains.
Oh,
the answer.
I'm gonna see if it works.
The written. Thing.
True.
Just gonna go up to it and say the entire riddle. Speak the thing that always fades, but imprint always remains.
So here's the thing.
When you go up to it, you say. The thing that always fades, but always leaves an imprint. You just repeat everything that comes after the word speak.
I'm just going to see if it works written.
That does not work. It would not work spoken either.
Aww.
You see that it turns red, so you see that it registers
that's good.
What you wrote down counts, but it does not, but it is, that is not the answer.
I wrote the thing that always fades. The thing that fades, but it's
the puzzle is disabled accommodating.
It is.
It's ADA accessible.
That's the word. Yeah.
I mean, I can't like figure out what the fuck the riddle is. The only thing I can think of is time. Yeah.
Or your voice talking.
Your voice always fades, but leaves an imprint.
Yeah,
but that's the answer to the riddle, not what we're trying to figure out.
Is it voice?
We could have talked though, then it would just.
Maybe you have to say something that would leave an imprint on someone.
Like leave an impact?
Yeah, like say something like a meaningful.
Kindness?
Oh. It's gotta be meaningful.
I'm
my god, you need. Do y'all know what a reed is? A reed?
Like the plant?
It is a term that means basically it's like you say something to someone and it kind of like
soul read.
It's not quite, it's usually in the terms of an insult. It's like
speak the thing that always fades but its imprint forever remains.
I think I know what you're saying.
It's like when you
you're allowed to roll more perception.
You're so brave.
Yeah.
Like you're so brave for coming.
Roll another perception. I'm still just as lost.
Yep.
Or it's like someone's like, you didn't have many friends in middle school, did you?
Well, that's 10.
It's 10. Our DC has slowly been lowering, so that works.
What'd you say?
He rolled another perception check.
Okay.
You see somebody walks up and he goes, you see an older gentleman walk up. And he goes, the only thing that I know that's fading is my memory. My brain's going.
Did I not say memory?
What if...
I said memory.
What if, the first time that I saw my wife, that one, and you see that the shimmer glows a brighter blue, and he walks through.
Oh, it's
not the word memory.
So
it is a memory.
We just need to say a memory that impacts us.
Oh, God!
This is an ingenious way of getting people to spill secrets, I have to say.
You get to write things down.
I get to write down whatever I want.
Yep.
That's true.
Yeah.
Be careful. I'm going to give you a warning. Be careful what you write down, what you say to the wall. I'm not going to tell you why. But just,
hey, I have a great memory.
It's gonna get solidified in lore.
It's gonna be lore dropped.
That too.
I have a memory.
Okay.
But I'm waiting for Lickness to have his so we can go together.
Yeah.
I would say I'm gonna wait.
Well,
for...
I'm off your shoulders anyway.
But I'm still going with you.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm not gonna go first without you.
Thank you.
I'd say I'd wait for Ayanna to go and then Ayanna to go. And then I'll
Ollie, you're
go.
There too. Mm-hmm. Are you
right after?
Oh, I need
you're in this episode
right
too.
You're in this episode too.
Just do cow shows.
What's you?
So, I didn't really hear entirely what happened.
It was a memory.
You have to say a memory that's impactful.
What did the guy say to walk through?
The first time that I saw my wife.
Alright.
It's gotta be meaningful.
You should feel
Tali is just kind of going to do the thing where, you know, where there's the friend group and, like, the one friend is, like, going to be the first person to walk up and they're just like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And Tali's going to be like, when my parents said they thought I was ready for this world.
Aww.
Wonderful. You see it glows blue. And you all watch as Tali steps forward. And disappears off into the mist.
Did you read my backstory?
I read some of it. There was a lot. I don't know if I know that name by memory.
Okay. Well, it's in there.
That's fine.
It still works.
Do you want to go up and take your turn?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. You write that, and you see the wall glow blue as you walk forward.
I'm gonna go right behind him.
What are you gonna say?
Look, Wall, first time I met my father.
Huh?
Okay. Yep, okay, walk through.
You remember when you were born?
His parents
showed up.
That's
literally what I
walk
through. It was like
blue
this.
You walk through.
Alright.
Oh gosh, it's me.
It's just the two of us.
Well, no. Oh, yes. Constantine's not here.
Yeah.
Bless you, Joe.
Constantine. I guess. Oh, God. This is going to... I know you said be careful what you tell the door, but this is going to be the most impactful memory. She's going to go up to the door, and she's like, I guess when my mom died.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Genetic hurdy core. I'm glad my mom died.
I'm going to go up to the door and say, when I left home, my brother.
Aww.
And then walk
down. Damn, y'all are all so wholesome.
Yeah, she gave a warning.
I don't know.
All right.
Do your
so, we're, you guys have all successfully walked through this doorway. We're going to return.
Oof. Oof. Oof.
Oof.
That's French for egg.
Oof.
Oof.
Mm hmm.
It's like O U E F.
So our friends people really confused and play Roblox.
Okay. Constantine.
He's just falling.
Yes.
Why are these people saying eggs so much?
I'm still falling.
Yes. You fall for a while until you finally hit water.
Okay. I was suspecting it was gonna dump us out into the ocean.
You're in water. And you see slowly as the what is now your roof but was the floor starts slowly kind of coming back over on top of you until you're stuck in pitch darkness.
Like it's following me down?
No, it's not following you down, but it's covering you.
Okay.
So you're in a pitch black room, kind of floating in water. You can sense that there are people around you, like there's noise, people going like, oh my gosh, what was that? Are we dead? Are we dead? you're in water and it's completely dark.
Well, I have dark vision, but that's only for low light. Do any of you know off the top of your head what keen senses means? I think that's an elf thing. I don't know. I remember writing it down under as a racial trait, but I don't remember what it.
I don't remember that being an elf thing.
Keen sense. No, I remember. Is that, like, basically Spidey sense, or am I thinking of something else?
That might be Spidey sense. I don't... But,
it's a trait that grants a creature advantage on perception checks.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
So kind of
rely
Spidey
on
sense.
A specific sense, like sight, hearing, or smell.
Okay. So, I am... with magical... I can't really use magical tinkering, can I? Because that implies, like, tool work.
Yeah.
Yes, it is an elf thing.
I don't have that written down.
It is...
might be because we mixed the tiefling.
Oh, you have,
you're a tiefling.
You have proficiency in perception. So, you have proficiency in perception.
I guess I'm going to shout, hello!
Hello.
Then everyone is... Do you hear some people around you and they're like, hey! Hey, who else is there?
Why did it get so dark? Who else? What? Does anyone know what we're doing? I don't know. This is what I signed up for. The longer that you sit in this water, you hear a low rumbling noise from underneath you, like a faucet drain. And you feel like you feel like a pull towards the ground as you, like,
the spiral tornado.
Yeah, you kind of, like, you're...
I've seen Flushed Away.
I've seen Flushed Away.
You don't necessarily get sucked down into anything, but the longer you sit here, the more the water level lowers.
I mean,
until finally you're sitting on just a metal floor.
Just a metal floor? Okay.
And there's a whole bunch of people who are kind of, like, up and, like, starting to try and stand up and get around.
Okay, I'm going to use magical tinkering to make something for my Dungeoneer pack that's like make it glow.
Do you not have a torch?
If you have a Dungeoneer pack, you should have a
torch.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm imagining why would I have a torch and a backpack full of adventuring supplies on me, but I guess it's in the Ex Machina pocket.
You can just, you know, flavor text it.
Yeah.
Well, and I imagine, like, you travel often, so you would have traveled with all of your stuff.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'll say it's like
he takes a torch and a shrimp lighter.
Does the lighter have already fluid in it?
No, that's why there's butane.
Okay. I'll say then I'll have like a little my flint and steel.
Oh my god!
Like,
flint and steel.
I guess lighting something.
Light a torch.
So yeah, I guess a equivalent of like a small torch.
Yeah, you light a torch, and you see that there are. That you see what is essentially a room about the same size as the one you just left, and full of the people that were also just up top with you. So it's not jam-packed full of people, but there's, like, the snooty professor who was up there, and there's a handful of other people that were trying to be like, oh yeah, no, this dragon thing is totally the oldest thing in this building. You're all kind of in the, what looks like the bowels of the ship. It's just, like, a big metal, room. The floor is flat, you can see the, there's like a big, almost like vault door at the other end that's got like a peephole and what looks like a big crank door open thing on the front of it. Now that you've lit the torch, you see that there are people who are all like, or like people are starting to flock to you. They're like, oh my gosh, you got light. How, what? Do you have any idea what's going on down here? What's going on? They'll start to ask you questions.
Move.
Get out of the way.
Move.
Yeah.
Move.
And people are still trying to
like
flock
shimmy,
to you the whole time.
Shimmy with like a personal bubble to the.
They have no concept of
the
distance. So 6 feet, everybody.
The vault door with the peephole.
It does. You go to turn the crank and it doesn't budge.
Can I look through the peephole?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to tell because, like, if you try and put the torch of it, it just like it kind of just reflects off of the glass. But you're able to kind of look. It looks like that there is a long hallway made of similar metal halls as what you have.
It's like the bowels of the Titanic.
Whatever that is.
Whatever that is. You do see, you look up there a little bit longer, and you see that there are some forms walking down the hallway towards you. You can't get a good look at them from your torchlight.
I'm suspecting that they are other people. Like, I made the Titanic joke, but like, because the bottom of a lot of ships have like different sections, so that if there's flooding in one section, it doesn't flood the whole thing.
Yeah.
I imagine we're in one of those, and on the other side are people that fell through that are in another section of that. Mm-hmm. So we are literally in the bowels of the ship. So we can't get.
Hope it doesn't get indigestion.
We can't get.
Sorry.
We're in the ship's colon.
That's all right.
Like, the vault door doesn't have, like, a lock on it, does it?
Not from your side that you can tell.
Okay. What can I do? Oh!
They are walking towards you. You have time for one more action before they arrive.
Do you think I can acid splash on the door to make it like corrode and break?
You could.
You want to try?
Yeah, I would try it.
Sure, yes.
Up to you.
I will. He'll have like a. He'll produce just like a vial that he just has. Mm-hmm. It's like this casual. His emergency sulfuric acid.
Yeah. That totally like, seems in character for Constantine to have around.
And this like.
Pours it all over the door.
Yeah,
you start to see there's like a sulfuric odor that fills the room, and everyone's like, "What did you do? What did you let in here?"
Silence. I'm doing something.
I'm doing science.
But as you see that, like enough of the door corrodes away that like it gets over to the lock or like the latch, and it sort of corrodes away, and you are able to swing it open.
Okay.
You are you opening it?
Yes.
You open the door, you see that there are two rows, there's probably about 8 guys walking down the hallway towards you, but they freeze for a moment when they see the door open because they're not anticipating it.
What do they look like?
They look like that they are dressed in plainer clothes than the man who was in the center of the stage, but they are wearing the same mask that he was. And they move pretty rigidly. So when you open the door, they're like, and then they're like, "Halt! You're not supposed to be there!" And they start running towards you.
Okay, so...
What you doing?
I guess it implies their behavior. It implies that they're human, like, because they got confused.
It was definitely something that set them off.
Hmm. What wording?
I don't...
Hey, Halo.
Oh, gosh.
Macy's emotional support for all.
So there's only... I mean, I guess... So I could only see... the door. There's a ceiling.
Looks like that there are more doors down this hallway. There's probably only one door that's accessible between you and the guys. If you do not move quickly, they will catch up to you.
How many guys?
8.
So I open the door. So there's the door on the other side of their room.
So you're at a door. There's a hallway. There's a door off to like your left.
Yes.
And then there are guys. They have yet to reach this door on your left. It is between you and the guys.
So I've opened up.
You've opened the one at the end of the hallway.
So there's more doors.
There's one more door.
There's one more door. And it's over then. One does not simply walk in the more door.
Oh my god.
I can't fight 8 guys.
You have time for one more action before they catch up to you. Decide what you want to do.
And I'm kind of... I'd be stuck otherwise in the original room.
Mm-hmm.
So closing the door feels smart, but then I can't get around... I can't do anything else after that.
Oh, you'd also be trapping the other people in.
Yeah, I mean, those people I imagine would be... safe.
Eight masked men who were about to enter the room that you were in. They were coming towards you before. Now they're just running towards you.
Yeah, I gotta go back in the room, or are you gonna run?
I can't, like...
You have 10 seconds to figure out what you're gonna do. And I'm looking at my clock.
I'm going to run to the other door, the door on the left.
Okay, the door on the left.
Yes.
Make me an athletics check to see if you can get there before the guys get you.
Athletics?
Like, if you can get through the door.
Yeah.
You can get to it. The trick is, can you open the door and close it behind you fast enough?
Cool. Bro, use a different dice.
Three again.
It's a 3?
Yeah, with no modifier.
Yeah. You manage to, like, run out into the hallway, grab the door, and you go to start cranking it. And it's not locked, but it's so heavy. And you manage to turn it halfway until you feel a hand on your shoulder pull you back.
Stabby.
And they're like, they kind of grab you by the shoulder and start hauling you back towards the room that you tried to escape from.
Can I... God, this is morbid. Can I throw acid on him?
Yeah, why not?
With acid splash?
What if this was all just part of the show? What if this is just an innocent dude?
Well, that's what I'm scared of now. Because obviously they didn't...
Nobody was harmed.
They didn't want us to die. But also, these guys are very aggressive for...
Yeah. Just do it, and it's their fault.
Yeah. That's true.
Do you want to throw acid on him?
They shouldn't kidnap
They should have. They should have given me a wafer.
I should have.
Mm-hmm.
Did they give them... Did they give...
There were no waivers.
No waivers.
Can I...
Any wouldn't have been able to read it anyway.
Shut up! I wonder if then if it's...
Yes, I am the bottom dude.
Literally, her entire life.
Who's manic? Who's manic? What's the word? Who do we know who organized this festival ship? The museum ship?
The Oracle, you know them. The only indication you've been given is the Oracle.
Do we know who the Oracle is?
No.
His silhouette has been on the posters. You don't, that's the only thing that you have as a reference. You gotta move faster. You got another 10 seconds. We're in the middle of action, Nick. We gotta move.
Acid.
Okay, you throw acid on them. You hear a scream that turns into a mechanical glitch as you see the acid carve through gears and cogs in his face until he falls over on the side. Do you want to roll another athletics check to get through the door?
Yes.
You can do it.
I really didn't expect
to
do
it.
Two plus two.
I'm gonna say for the sake of brevity, I'm gonna say that you managed to open the door and get through, but they are now coming after. There's four of them are headed off into the room. The other three are coming after you into the other room, and it's pitch dark.
I don't have my torch with me.
I'm gonna say that the torch got put out in the chaos.
It is now Scooby-Doo. Your eyes are illuminated in the dark. Suddenly an additional pair of eyes.
Yeah.
looks at you.
You...
Do you think the robots can see me?
Probably.
If you keep running, you will eventually run into the wall, but you don't know if this is just a room or another hallway.
Rumor?
I don't got no nothing. Do you think I can fight with a D6 staff against these guys?
Do it. At least bonk them.
Do you can certainly
just
try.
Just take the stick and spin around a circle really fast, so no matter what you're going
to do. I'm just going to run to the opposite and see if there's another door I can open.
You
just running blindly.
You run for a while. Like, you're in a hallway. And you don't run into anything.
With a little stick in front of me to, like...
Yeah. There are some emergency lights. They're, like, red emergency lights that appear every once in a while that kind of illuminate a little bit. You can hear the echoing of the other three guys behind you, but they haven't caught up to you yet. You do manage to finally, you, like, get to the end and you make a corner, and there's a door at the end of that hallway as well. It does not look like that has one of the crank latches. It looks like a freezer door or something, I'm imagining. Where it's like, it's not a freezer, but
it's
got the handle.
The submarine door.
Yeah.
Sideways.
I'll go in there.
Yep. Roll me stealth to see if you can get in there without them noticing.
Oh, 15.
Yeah, you managed to get through. You've been passing other doors this whole time, but you haven't gone into any of them, but you managed to get through this one and close it. And you see that you hear through the door as the other four men kind of get up to the corner that you passed, and you've just disappeared, and they don't see you. So you are no longer in hot pursuit. With that, we're going to pause, and we're going to come back to everybody else. So all of you have walked through, as each one of you walked through this this doorway. Your vision has been filled with like a blue haze. Until each one of you walks out into a room only to discover that you are alone.
Of course we are.
Also, as soon as you walk through the fog, each of you goes, like, gosh, I was just thinking of something. I was just remembering something. God, I cannot.
We're into memory.
I was just thinking of something. What was it? There was, like, something just on the tip of your tongue, and as hard as you try to remember the thing that you were just thinking about, you cannot, for the life of you, remember what it was.
It's either we're in the memory, or the memory was taken from us. Either way, not good.
We're gonna do this with everyone here, and we're not gonna make everybody leave. Because you all enter, each of you enters a room alone. But you all presented with the same thing. There is an ornate box in front of you on a little pedestal. It's a very small room, smaller than this dining room. There's basically just like enough room for you and this little pedestal with a little box on it. It has etchings and engravings in it, but there are three different holes in it. And you see that there are like two corks on the little pedestal beside the box. All of you hear a disembodied voice coming over from somewhere, and you go, thank you so much for sharing your memories with me. I will sure to add them to my collection. Now we have entered into the third puzzle of our evening. In front of each of you is a box. In the box, there is a sleeping gas. And as each of you looks, you can see that there's like purple haze kind of emanating out of the holes of the box. Each box has three holes, and you have two corks. You must figure out exactly what holes to plug in order to stop from inhaling the sleeping gas. So, I will say that you have 10 minutes to solve this. I'm looking at my clock right now.
I'm going to plug my nose.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hold your breath for 10 minutes?
Going to take the two corks.
No,
and
I'm saying you IRL have 10 minutes.
But you still have to breathe. Like, you'll.
Oh, that's true.
Mouth. I'm going to
but then
do
you
this.
Inhale the gas.
Only to figure out what holes to plug in order to not inhale the
gas. I'm
going to
do this
the
dumb old fashioned way at first to get it out of the way. And I'm going to plug two holes, see if that works. If that doesn't work, I'm keep one plug and do the other one. If that doesn't work, then I'm going to switch it all around until I tried every combination I can.
There's really not that many combinations I was thinking
of.
You cannot ever do it to where there is one hole not open.
That's
you only have two plugs and three holes.
But so the implication is that on these cubes, gas is only coming from two of them, or can gas come from all
gas is emanating out of all three of them. You have two corks.
Can you shove the boxes together?
You plugged your nose, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Because you solved this so quickly. You plugged your nose, and you sit there, and you're holding your breath for a while. And you can start to feel yourself get a little hazy. But then, just as you're like 2 seconds, you're like gasp. Your whole chest is burning from not being able to breathe. The pedestal falls down into the floor with the chest, and it closes back over. And there's the wall in front of you opens up, and you are able to step through.
That was so strange. I don't know why that box had holes in it, but I just plugged my nose.
It was peaceful.
Okay.
She just sees a box spinning out gas. Good.
That's fair.
I mean, yeah, I feel like that's a valid reaction.
Okay, so the corks are nose sized.
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes it slightly more likely that I would figure it out, because I was imagining like
giant, like, wine corks,
yeah,
almost.
Yeah, I was imagining, like, really big corks.
No, as soon as she said you need to plug two holes in order not, like, to figure out, like, where the, like, or not to get the, I was like, oh, no, ish for the schnoz.
I would probably also,
I think I might have got that within
trying.
10 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
But
I shabonded.
You don't know,
it probably happened with August. August still
well,
is trying
my
to
nose
figure
too.
Out combination. And then she's like, just, I'm getting sleepy. I'm going to plug my nose while I do this. And it's complete accident. He just plugs his nose and he continues
so
to figure it out.
Okay, so now that we
know
what the
like
puzzle
be,
answer is, everyone tell me how you would have discovered the answer
I think
to
it
that
might
puzzle.
Have been getting
that
like
seems fair.
Close to me breathing in. And I would have gone like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Were the holes so small that like, the holes were small, right?
Yeah.
You
like
could
no
put
size.
Two corks and then plug it with your finger.
Well, here is what I am thinking. The corks
yeah, that was
are,
my first thought, actually.
The corks are tapered, so there is one end that's probably small enough for your nose, and then there's one end that's small enough. So the holes are bigger. You would have to turn the cork around in order to stick it in your nose.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you did, how do you think Gunnar would have come to that solution?
I mean, we can see the smoke coming out, right?
Yeah.
As I get close to it, I probably would, like, I'd plug it. I'd start trying to plug holes. And then as it starts getting smokier, I'd be like, oh, I don't want to breathe this in.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Just do
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, well.
Oh, wait a minute.
Let me do this while I solve this puzzle and I'm putting
yeah,
the corks
exactly. Yeah, and then you're like, as soon as you're like, oh, my gosh, this isn't working again, I can't breathe. And then it's like.
It just sinks into the ground, like, huh.
I figured it out, guys. I found the right combination.
It's like, I guess
I
did it.
That.
Tali, how would Tali have solved that one?
I don't know if I have anything unique to say at this point. I mean, everyone's kind of said the whole range of possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so probably just the, you're trying to figure it out, you plug your nose.
Oh.
Yeah. Pinch your nose. And
nice.
Realize.
All right. As you enter into the next room, you notice that it is a large circular room that has a whole bunch of doors all around the sides of it. And as any one of you exits, you notice that all of your friends seem to be exiting from all of their doors as well. You all enter out into the circular room. There's a few other people. It's like every time that you go through a new puzzle, there are less and less people. But there are still people in here. And you continue forward. And this room, as soon as you enter through your door, it closes behind you. And to the point that it looks like a smooth, like the doors recess into the wall and it looks like a smooth wall now. You enter into the room. There is a stone statue in the middle of the room of a knight. Dark stone. He's got a sword kind of off to the side. And he seems to just be kind of like posed there kind of regally. And he, you hear another disembodied voice coming up from somewhere. In here, congratulations to all of you that have solved, the third puzzle of this evening. We have another challenge ahead for you. This gentleman was Sir Godric, and he was, a great warrior of the days of the Tarnokian Empire. And he was defeated with a special sword called the Ace of Diamonds. At least that is what anyone who faced it in battle called it. If you can find the Ace of Diamonds, then you might make it out of here. And you see as the stone statue starts to creak and crack as it starts to come to life. I need everyone who's in this room to roll initiative.
Oh my god. Why am I rolling? Why am I rolling two? I'm going to roll one. My initiative. I have a +4. Jesus.
Ranger.
Got it.
Good lord.
Oh, we should probably make some initiative trackers.
Oh yeah, we don't have initiative trackers yet, ladies and gents.
So, I would like to thank Siobhan Thompson for possessing me in that moment.
Yes. Congrats. The team's so A&E coded as well. The most like obvious one first.
Because she's just like trying to survive at this point. She's